Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast today. To start off with, let me introduce myself. My name is Michelle Notling and I run the Dialogues office that is part of Student Affairs, and I have very exciting news to share with you today. But first, let me just say that as children, we are taught not to talk to strangers, but my guest today, Mardi van Schalkwyk, turns this concept on its head. Mardi is the founder of A Stranger Kind, also known as ASK, which helps people connect across difference through open and honest conversations. Mardi, thank you for sharing your time with us today. Please tell us a little bit about A Stranger Kind. What is ASK all about?
Thanks, Michelle. Jan, thank you for this incredible opportunity. A Stranger Kind is a concept that we started about 4 years ago, and we have seen that there's this need for people to connect. But we so rarely get the opportunity to connect with people that is different to us, from a different background, from a different demographic. And so we thought, how can we create a space that is safe, but also an opportunity for people that might not otherwise have an opportunity to meet, to get together, to have meaningful conversations and actually get to know each other a little bit better across the spectrum from different types of backgrounds and different points of views. And so what we do is, as an organization, we find volunteers, we call them our strangers, that is willing to talk about topics that they have lived experience in. And that can range across the board from their occupation, their hobbies, their belief systems, their gender, sexuality. Maybe it's an experience they've had, like we have some volunteers talking about being the survivors of assault or domestic abuse. We have people that have passionate hobbies like traveling, or there's someone that's a couch surfer, or someone that loves that is a graffiti artist. And we get these people to understand what we're trying to achieve with this methodology. We give them a bit of training, and then we host these events in public spaces where the general public can then attend the event for free. And when they get to an event, they see this list of topics that our volunteers have. They choose something that sparks their curiosity. And then for 45 minutes, they get to speak to this person in a one-on-one conversation. So our stranger would give them a little bit of an introduction of their life story and the topic that they're talking about. And then for the rest of those 45 minutes, these two people can just have a conversation about it. The person from the general public can ask any question that they've ever had about it. Even, I always joke and say, even those potentially socially unacceptable questions even. And we all that we're doing in that space is actually giving an opportunity for people to know that it is okay to ask these questions, and actually know that they get to speak to someone about a topic that has already been almost pre-approved, I almost want to say. And that is the concept.
So it gives us an opportunity to get to know people that are different from us, that are other from us. I want to ask you, so if I understand correctly, you have several chapters already across the country. You have ASK in Johannesburg, correct? As well as in Cape Town?
Yes. Yeah. So we launched Cape Town in 2018 already, and Johannesburg shortly after that. And we're very excited now to actually head for Central South Africa.
Yes. So we are launching ASK not only in Bloemfontein, in the community, but the UFS is the first university in South Africa to launch ASK Campus. So we are very excited. I'm very excited to be working with you, Mardi, and collaborating on this social innovation and bringing this to our university community. I would like to also tell our listeners that that our storytellers, we are then looking for storytellers from both staff and student communities, so that we can also cross that kind of hierarchical border, so that we can get to know, you know, each other, not as per se a lecturer or someone that works in student support or service support, but as human beings. So we are actually making a call to staff and students to come and join us for training to be a stranger. Will you tell us a little bit about this process and when the training will take place, Marty?
Yes, and from Ask's side, we are so excited to launch our first campus with you guys. I personally have some ties to the Free State, so I think that's maybe, I'm not the most objective person, but so we're very excited because we think this is an incredible opportunity to establish this in an environment where, you know, the university is a platform for education and learning, obviously, and this is essentially what we are doing. We are creating a social space for learning and learning of a different type. And so, yes, we will be doing some training this upcoming week. So if anyone out there feels, you know, I have something that I can share with people, something that I've gone through, I'm very passionate about my culture or my background, please come and join us. So on Monday and Tuesday, people can find us on campus, and we'll be doing training from now. I must actually just make sure that I've got all the dates and times right here. we will be training on campus on Monday and Tuesday, and then also in preparation for our event on Thursday. So Monday morning and Tuesday afternoon, there is a space where people can find our registration. So I think, Michelle, if you can maybe just point the students in the right direction for where they can register to become a stranger. And you don't need any experience. You don't need to be, prepared in any way. You literally can show up. We do all the work necessary to prepare for these spaces. And they can just join us for, it's a 3-hour session. We take you through exactly what the methodology entails. We help you choose your topics. So if you're out there and you think, you're not sure if you're maybe interesting enough, I promise you are. So just come and join us, and we'll help you find a topic that you feel comfortable with talking about. And and then get ready. And then what we're very excited is to then obviously work towards our actual event that will be taking place on Thursday. And we want to invite all the students and people on campus to come and join us, to come check out what this is about, and just get an idea of what we're trying to do with the methodology.
Yeah, so I have the dates here. So the training will take place on Monday from 10 until 1. You will see the registration details on social media. Keep your eye on social media, the UFS website and Facebook. And I think they're putting it on Twitter and Instagram as well. Blackboard, as well as a digest. So you can go and check out those platforms. So it will be then Monday morning when you can attend a training from 10 till 1. It's in the SRC Hall, in the Steve Biko building on the Bloom campus. Then we have a slot Monday afternoon as well from 4 till 7. And then we repeat that on Tuesday. So you can then either Tuesday morning from 10 till 1 or Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 7. You only have to attend one of those time slots, one of those trainings. And as Marty said, you may think that you don't have a story to tell, but I assure you, I have been part of the training, and you will be surprised at how much experience you have and how interesting your life is. And as Marty also mentioned, we don't necessarily, when we talk about topics, we have the bigger type of topics like living with HIV or, being on the spectrum, things like that. But we also want people to come and talk about being from a certain culture and your cultural traditions, because the whole point is we don't know each other, and this gives us the opportunity to sit down and speak with each other and ask, like Marty said, ask questions. So if you want to make a difference through your story and contribute to us getting to know each other and building relationships, this is an excellent, excellent opportunity to do so. And then launching on Thursday, there will be a welcoming by our executive director, Mr. Themba Glashu, at 10:30 there by the Takaneng Bridge. And the event will kick off from 11 o'clock onwards until, I think, 2 o'clock. the session starts on the hour every hour, correct?
Yes, correct. And maybe just to back that up, Michelle, I always tell people, just remember what your daily normal is, you know, is maybe something completely removed from someone else. I think about students, the type of studies that you're busy with, whether you're on campus or off campus, you know, these things are different to someone else's on campus. So whenever you think maybe you don't have something interesting to share, really just come join. It's a great way to become part of a different type of community on campus as well. I always see, you know, after 4 years of doing this, we see how our strangers actually become like a little bit of a family. And, you know, they're all from a different background and they're there for different reasons. And yet there's a sense of belonging that also establishes through that. So, yeah, come check it out. You know, even if you're not sure, come just take part in one of the training sessions, get an idea of what it's about. And yes, on Thursday, you're welcome to attend the launch event at any time between 10 and 2. The last session will start at 1 o'clock. And you can literally just come check out what topics there are, choose something that you find interesting. Our team will be there to help you if you have any questions. And yeah, I think this is a great opportunity to maybe just experience something different, something new, something social. There's no pressure. You decide the type of questions you want to ask. So you're not going to walk into a very deep conversation if you may be feeling you're not feeling up for that. It's just a great way to connect with those on campus. So I hope to see you guys there. We're really looking forward to get you guys to get to know you, and then to see how we can take this concept across campuses and start, you know, interconnecting with those from other institutions even. So you guys will definitely be setting the bar high, I believe, for what we're trying to do across the country.
Very excited. We are very, very excited. So that's it. Thank you so much. And let's start talking with strangers. Thank you, Mardi. Thanks for your time. And like I said, watch social media spaces. We will be marketing this event. If you want to come and just attend the launch event, come and check it out. Or if you would like to become one of our strangers and make a difference through your lived experience.